3, 2, 1, action!
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sinead Says podcast. Today we are doing a quick podcast because everybody asked me this and I don't have a proper podcast on this topic and I just wanted it to be quick, fast. You can send it to your boyfriend, you can send it to your friends and they will understand the concept. So today's concept is all about being able to communicate with your partner using a technique that I have been using for a long time and it's amazing. It's called Phanos and a lot of my friends use it. A lot of you use it as well who talk about Instagram, but I just thought I would have a proper explanation podcast on this topic because it is so important for you to communicate appropriately with your partner and also find ways that are good for you. So first of all, I want to talk about why you should be communicating with your partner on a regular basis and having some sort of relationship review every so often. And I'm not saying doing this every week. Sometimes I need to be doing this every week. Sometimes I do it once a month and I do it at dinner or something like that. But why do we need to be communicating appropriately with our partners, especially in times of resentment and resistance? So exactly that. Having resentment for your partner is the number one reason why people break up. This comes from Daniel the Gottmans. If you're into relationships, they're massive relationship researchers and clinical psychologists, and they do lots and lots and lots of research on couples, and I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with all things relationships, and I'm obsessed with just researching ways to make everything better. They did loads of research on basically why most couples break up. They literally watch them in rooms. And it's because resentment. And where does resentment come from? Firstly, I want you to think of or. Resistance, resentment, rejection, roommate. Four ors, okay? You may notice this pattern in relationships, or if you want to think about your past relationships, you may notice this pathway, all right? So if your partner does something wrong, all right, it doesn't seem like anything that massively big. So you don't say it to them. You don't feel comfortable bringing it up. You don't want to feel like you're like nagging them or whatever it is. So you, that little thing that annoys you, it's like, it's niggling you, right? It's a bit of resistance because you're a bit annoyed. But you're not going to bring it up. You're not going to communicate it because you rather don't know how. You don't want to bring it up. It doesn't seem that important. It could be something small, like maybe they didn't ring you and the time you told them to ring them. Maybe they said they were going to come over to your house and then they were like, oh no, actually, I'm not going to come over. So, something so small that you feel like you couldn't go crazy at. Not crazy, but you couldn't talk about because it just feels like inappropriate. So you got these little niggly moments, all right, that cause this resistance, all right? And it's a little bit of resentment. And also if you're living with your partner and your partner, it could be something as simple as like, they're not really helping with the cleaning up and you've already told them. So you're feeling a lot of resistance and a lot of, and then this resistance, right, from these little things that annoy you turns into resentment. And when we move into resentment, it's almost like we go into this like numbness. When you're resenting your partner deep down and you don't actually know you're resenting them, like you're actually like, well, you didn't take the bins out, so I'm going to withhold, you know, kisses and intimacy, right? Because resistance is terrible for intimacy. Because if you're secretly, even though this could be you could be unaware of this feeling that you have, if you're starting to get really annoyed at your partner and feeling resentment towards them, it destroys your intimacy because it's almost like you begin punishment. And then when you have resistance, resentment, you then turn into rejection. Rejection comes from them trying to make a pass at intimacy, but you're actually a wee bit annoyed at them, but you haven't actually communicated it. So you're kind of punishing them, so you move away. So that's where the rejection comes from. Maybe you reject them in their call to intimacy, connection, anything like that. And then you go from there to roommate. Then you're just living beside each other, all right? Because you're losing that intimacy, because you're losing that connection, because you're resenting them and you're not putting it out on the table. Okay, so please remember the four ors. If you're feeling in any state of resentment towards your partner, this will destroy. Okay, I don't want to scare you. It's not going to destroy. So before we go further, I just want to talk about our sponsor, BetterHelp. So I actually got this technique that I'm about to talk about in therapy as well. So, and I feel like therapy is so necessary, especially in the beginning of a relationship or when you're facing next big steps, like living together. I'm currently in therapy as well at this moment. Me and Sam are moving in together soon and we just want to, and I think it's good to be like, okay, any techniques, he's open to it, I'm open to it, and we are able to communicate better with the help of therapy. I'm also using therapy at the moment for my public speaking anxiety because I have a live show. I forgot the Chalice. I'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, so I have a live show and I do fear public speaking and I get really nervous. I have a lot of self-doubts and BetterHelp has been helping me through that and helping me deal with tools to navigate my self-doubts and also tools for confidence and also helping me with my live show and getting the confidence that I need to go on. So if you would like to try therapy for your relationship to help with your communication or to even help your public speaking anxiety and be the best that you can be, you can get 10% off your first month with betterhelp.com/Sinead. That is betterhelp.com/Sinead. Okay, so now we're going to get back into Phanos. So this is just a quick technique that I use in my relationship and I actually have used it with roommates. It's really quick and easy. Sometimes it's longer than others and I'm just going to quickly go through it. So Phanos is a technique to start a communication with your partner. And when you do it regularly, you will get better and better and better at it. So it can be just a really easy thing to do. And I know girls that you're listening and you're thinking, my boyfriend won't do that. This will be in his best interest to do this. And once he tries it, he'll realize that he will get all his needs met easily without feeling that strain. Because when you're having an open communication, like that you've set aside, when you're not heated and angry, things get resolved easier and you get your needs met easier. Phanos is a communication tool to help you and your partner live in harmony. All right. So it's F-A-N-O-S. And they all stand for feeling, affirmations, need, ownership, struggle. I have added extras onto the end. We'll talk about that in a minute. So F is for feelings. And that means you have to say how you feel. So you and your partner can go, you can go first or they can go first, or you can do one letter each. I like to just do it all in the one go by me and then all in the one go by him. And then we take turns on who goes first. Getting your partner to do it is the hardest part. But once they do it, they're like, oh my God, this is so good, because they get everything that, and you will notice as well throughout the week or throughout the month or whatever, you will notice that there'll be something that annoyed you. You wouldn't bring it up at that time, but you're like, I'm going to save that for my Phanos. Okay. F is for feeling. So you have to say how you feel, no matter what, no matter anything, no matter if you're feeling absolutely amazing, you have to say something. And this is why it really works, because you have to say something. So if you say, oh, I'm feeling sad or I'm feeling rejected, you don't feel annoyed at them for saying that, because they have to say something in this moment. For example, I feel insecure. I could say I feel insecure, you know, like maybe after Christmas, sometimes I'm feeling a bit insecure, not feeling like myself. I've had a lot of food and I'm not feeling like myself. And then that's their opportunity to go, oh my God, reassure you in that moment. You look amazing. That wouldn't even bother me. I love you for you. That's their, you're reaching out by you saying how you're feeling, and they can come back and answer. So you can also say, I am feeling so content. I am feeling so happy. You can say that I am feeling scared. I am feeling distant. And then you can go on to your reasons why. And then that person can then talk to you and keep going with that, right? So that's feeling. And just whatever way you're feeling, like you could feel overwhelmed from work and they'd be like, oh my God, how can I help you? Well, you could help me by helping me with the housework. All right. It's just like those little things will help you because you've said it. And then they can take that on board and they can help you around the house. So many things that can come from this one tiny conversation. Then they get to say their feeling. So you say one feeling each. And the next bit is A, affirmation. So this is a point where you can tell your partner something that they have done throughout the week or month, how often you do this, that you felt you really liked. Because they do things, and if they're not being affirmed, usually they maybe not will not do it again because you never thank them or affirm them. So this is your opportunity to affirm them. An example is mine this week was Sam picked me up from the airport after the hen do, and he came into the airport and was waiting for me in the arrivals. Number one, he didn't even have to pick me up from the airport. I could have gone an Uber. And number two, he didn't have to come and sit in arrivals and greet me with flowers or anything like that. But seeing his face, I didn't know he was going to be in arrivals. And seeing his face, I was like, that made me feel so good that you were just standing out there waiting on me. All the girls were there and you were giving them all a lift, and it made me feel really good. So I affirmed that. Do you know what's, it's good as well, because then he came back from his stag the next week and I went into arrivals for him. And I don't think I would have done that if he didn't do that. So sometimes affirming that and reflecting on that, you can learn something yourself. So other things that you can use for Affirm is, you help me around the house. Thank you so much for taking the bins out. Thank you so much for being patient with me when I'm working. I also said, thank you for, I'm working a lot at night. I'm taking a lot of calls in the evening at the minute. Sam is okay with that as long as I tell him. So that's that. Affirm. All right. And then things that he would say would be like, you know, I really liked it when you shut off your phone and we just talked. I really liked it when we had dinner and it was just me and you, because you sometimes you forget about those little moments. You come home, you watch TV, but if you affirm those moments, then they happen again. Okay, so then you've got F-A-N. So Fanos, F-A-N, need. Need, I really feel, is the most important one, because you don't know what they need unless they say. It's not like a random conversation that you have during the day, like, I actually really need more intimacy, I need more cuddles. Like, you don't say things like that in everyday life. So this is your opportunity. You have to say something. The person has to think about it. Good examples of needs in relationships is like, I need more support. I need more support with the kids. I need more support around the house. You know, I need, personally as well, I need a lot of me time, because I need to read, research and reflect, journal, all that stuff. And sometimes I get caught up in, if I have any free time, then I'm with my partner and I'll be like, okay, is it okay? I need some me time alone. And that's a good opportunity for someone to not be offended by that. Because if you say, if someone's coming over to your house and you say, no, actually, I have nothing to do today, but I don't want you over here, that sometimes can come across and it will start some sort of like friction. Whereas if you say, I actually need a wee bit more like alone time, and then people can just take it as a, like a really nice way of saying that. And then next time you say, oh, I'm doing this on my own, they don't take it offensive. Whereas if you said it in the moment, sometimes they feel offensive. Another good example of needs is, I need you to initiate sex more. I need you to make me feel desired more, because sometimes we can forget to do that because we're so stuck in like the normal routine. But like, feeling desired is so important. So knowing that you still fancy me, and be like, you could say, oh, I need you to tell me like if you fancy me that day. And obviously you do fancy me, but like, do I look good that day? I need more compliments. Oh, I would say like a lot of the time I'm like, I need quality time, like more one-on-one time, because, you know, me and Sam are sometimes always with people. So it's nice to say, I need more me and you time. Okay. So F-A-N-O is for ownership. So ownership is taking ownership for something that you may have done wrong. This is subject to change because you may have not done anything wrong, or someone may not, but usually there is something that you can say sorry for. You can say like, I'm really, really sorry that I was really distant with you. You know, a lot of the time I'm like, sorry, I was so moody, I had my period, sorry. Or sorry that like the other day, me and Sam were going to do something in our service, new service, like with the government anyway. And we had to go in and we had to bring all our IDs. And I forgot my ID. One of them. And you know what? At the time he was like, he is a bit moody when it comes to it, because he's like, how did you forget that? And I'm like, how do you not forget things? Anyway, so then in that time, whenever we're calmed down, I'm like, I'm actually really sorry that I forgot that ID. Like, I'll try to be better from now on. And it's so funny, guys, because when we were in the thing and I had the IDs in the end, he was like, when we live together, I am in charge of all the IDs and you have to sign them out. No, we are opposites. It's hilarious. But anyway, so that is ownership. You can also say like, I'm sorry for neglecting you this week. I was working a lot. I'm sorry that I didn't help out, anything at that point. Or if you had a heated argument, it's an opportunity then to say sorry. So that's ownership. Then you've got S for struggle. Struggle can be anything that you're struggling with. And like, we do have weekly struggles. It could be anything. Like, I really, really struggled with, I had an argument with someone, I need support, advice. You could say something like, I'm struggling with money right now. And then that's a good opportunity for your partner to go, okay, if you're struggling with money, how can I help? Let's do make sure that we don't have any date nights out and that we do this and we save money. You can also say like, I'm really struggling with creative work. And that gives the person opportunity to be like, okay, you go off on your own, do your own creative stuff. One this week I said like, I was struggling to, you know, I obviously really love my meditations and I find it really hard to do when I'm in Sam's house. I feel like, you know, sometimes it's difficult. So I say to him, I'm really struggling with trying to get my meditations done at your house. And then that's this opportunity to go, oh, okay, do you want me to get up early with you and we can do a meditation together? I can set you up a little meditation cushion. And, you know, that's the kind of conversation we had. So it's a good opportunity to bring everything up, and every week could be different. Some weeks it might take a little bit longer because maybe you did have some sort of thing on your mind. And sometimes it's quick and easy, done and dusted, and it benefits you and your partner. So if you're a girl and you're thinking your boyfriend won't do this, for example, he could be like, I need to go out Friday night with the boys. I need you to blah, blah, blah. And like, he gets what he needs as well. Like, he is able to talk openly, and like, you can use this as so quick and easy. You can go for a walk. A few of my friends now go for like a Tuesday walk and they do their fanos there. And then, you know, it's really good because we all talk, us all girls, sorry boys, if you're listening, but we do talk about things that we in our fanos with our friends and what comes up, and then it's like connects us all together, I guess. Yeah. So you can do this on your date night. You can do this anytime. Also, a good thing to do is a relationship review every anniversary. You know, asking, you know, what your fights, what your trips are, what you loved about the year, stuff like that. Any sort of relationship review, I'm obsessed with. You know, I love stuff like this. And you know, at the end of every fanos, I always add a few different things. AMA, ask me anything. So you can ask me, like, honestly, sometimes Sam asks me silliest questions, but I'll ask things like, what is your biggest fear in relationship? You know, and that question actually relies to why I love fanos so much. My biggest fear in a relationship is losing intimacy, losing that closeness, losing that connection, feeling that resentment. So fanos is the perfect opportunity for me to feel into that fear and remove it, you know? So I usually put at the end, AMA, ask me anything, and then something that we're grateful for about each other or something we're looking forward to. I like to end it on a bit of a high because fanos kind of ends in the struggle, and I'm like, I need more goodness. So it's actually Sam's idea to make it more positive at the end. So that is basically it. And I just wanted to do that within a 20-minute podcast so that you can just send this on to your boyfriend. And if you're a boyfriend and you're listening to this, this is good. You will love it. Okay. So that is that. For today, let me know what you think of this podcast. Would you like me to do more? Please, please, please subscribe and follow the show and give us a review, because it also really, really helps. And thank you so much for listening.